Super 10, Leah.
Yeah.
Just come off course.
How do we feel?
How do you feel?
yeah, obviously it was a long, tough game, and we the score was obviously quite a big one, not something we wanted. I know we don't want to lose games by a score that big, but to be fair, we went out, we tried out different combinations, we battled hard, and I think the first three quarters we held our own and we could have came back into it. It was just that last quarter we let them get comfy and they got a few runs on us, and it's just our own errors. But at the end of the day, I'm going to take that as a positive and know that at least we know we can take a win and we can fix those errors, whereas if it was something that isn't fixable, then I'd be worrying.
And it's one of them new teams and one that are obviously going to be aiming for the top four, so you can take positives from that. Anything in particular you felt worked well for the side today?
I think we were a lot more calm and we kept possession at some points. I just, there were some really good combinations out there. It was brilliant to get Claudia on in the last two quarters. It was her debut today, so for her to come on, and even Amanda Thomas in the first quarter. So I think of great positives to be able to get these young players who are 20, 19 out on the court, and they held their own and they played against, Claudia went up against Rachel Dunn, Nat Hairpon, who are two very experienced players, and she did really well. So it's good to watch those youngsters come on and perform.
And personally, I felt you did well as well, because you are up against that experience, and to go through that for the entire game, it's going to take something out of you.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that by that last quarter when they took me off, I think it might have been good timing, because it was very hot. It was hot out there. It's really warm with the lights and it's a big crowd, but let's enjoy it. Like I thrive off crowds like this and situations. Put me up against someone like Rachel Dunlap, I like it. I'd like to have a good run, see what I can do against them. She's very different goal attack to usual goal attack, so.
And it's probably going to knock you a little bit when you see one of your teammates off. What's your mind like when that happens? You just have to plod on with it and almost ignore it.
Yeah, I think it's one of the experienced ones on court. We had to kind of like act as if, yeah, that's happened, but you know, we got to get on with it. And I said to the girls in our little team talk before we went back out, I said, now we got to go out and perform for Kitty. She was having a hell of a game. She was getting some great ball, and she's a big miss in the squad. So for her to finally be back in and then to get a knee injury is really unlucky. But we're going to keep performing, and hopefully she'll be back on the court with us as soon as possible.